Welcome to episode 12 of WDKS. This is at official Podman Reed with your headlines. How do I delete this post? Pissing away time. Baggers beware. Jelly belly delight. Hangover free. And in the second half, we are going to feature to bird noise or not to bird noise.
All right, welcome to another episode of We Don't Know Shit, the only podcast where the three of us sit down and go over five of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Weeks, and I'm joined again, as always, this week by the person responsible for the Salem Witch Trials, River Weeks.
We out here witching it up.
And I'm joined again by the person who is the human jewel, Reed Qualls.
Human jewel.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Shine bright like a diamond.
I am here, Kyle.
And with that, I think we're going to get right into the news. It is Reed's News Week, and based on those headlines, I'm fucking excited.
All right, all right, all right. We're going to dive right into the news. We are going to jump into the first headline. How do I delete this post?
Uh-oh.
Texas judge accidentally resigns after posting future political plans online.
Ouch.
Oh, I really honestly think that once you get sworn into any seat from mayor to president, we should take you off social media because
correct. Yeah.
William McLeod, some call him Bill, if you would
Ooh,
like.
Billy.
Oh, Billy.
Recently resigned by accident after he publicized his intentions to run for the state's Ooh. Supreme Court in
Ouchie,
Texas.
Ouchie.
Ouchie,
yeah,
ouch.
Yeah, that'll ruin your chances right there. Yeah, that'll ruin it for you, honey.
Thinking of the future, McLeod posted online his plans to run for the state's highest court. Someone showed him the Texas Constitution. The law states that if any of those holding office announce their candidacy for another office or become an actual candidate, such as announced through his post, they will be resigning from their currently held office.
Damn.
So because he's running for a higher position, he can't be a judge in the position he is now.
And
ouchie,
you
ouchie.
Would think that a judge would know the state constitution
oh,
in
honey.
Which he serves in.
He's not a good judge. He's not a good candidate. He's not a good candidate.
Honestly, Bill McLeod from Texas, you don't know shit, so maybe you should be on We Don't Know Shit at WDKS.
He is one of our saints in our religion. Judge McLeod, you are Saint McLeod.
Fucking hilarious.
Saint McLeod.
We're going to do that. We're going to form a religion around WDKS, have all the dumbass political figures that we've covered be our saints.
I'm going to need a work order.
Our
that.
God is, well, it's Satan, everybody. I hate to tell you.
Well, that got really weird.
That got 10 times more controversial, especially in the Midwest.
I'm going to stop you right there because we're going to dive right back into this story.
Ooh, ouch.
So McLeod declined an interview, which I would honestly too. And then he instantly ran to Facebook pleading for supporters to help him keep his seat.
Desperate.
I know I just broke the law, guys, but
Uchi.
So I don't. And the best part about the plea was it was via a video post on Facebook.
Oh God.
And the original post about him working towards the Supreme Court of Texas was on Facebook as well.
I hate Facebook. Oh, I hate it so much. Everything about it is just. No. It's not funny. Even the meme pages are like, and then
there's meme
stuff
pages?
Like this, and you're like, this is for old people. It's dying. Facebook is dying.
I don't know. Facebook literally won't let me have a Facebook, so
that's why it's dying. That's why it's dying.
One of his supporters was groundbreaking in some news when it comes to judges. Candace Weber said, "Our judges are human."
Oh, boy.
Well,
I had no idea.
Thank you, Candace. Had no fucking clue.
I'd rather vote for a raccoon.
What?
Or just AI. We'll just start giving it to the AI.
Oh, no, no. They have a... What is it called? The singularity. We can't vote for AI. The singularity is coming.
She's got a point. You know they're coming on the new Terminator movie.
I can't. The singularity is too real now.
Are they gonna bring back
Schwarzenegger's in Schwarzenegger? It. He's in it.
Oh my god!
After
gag me with a crowbar, right?
Guys.
But we're not that kind of podcast.
So QAnon. Candace also said, "I would beg the court to leave him where he is. This is where Houston wants him. This is where Harrison County wants him.
Sucks to be a fucking sucker." Because
and we made that very loud and clear at the ballot. Well, too bad, Candace, because on Facebook, he damn near, well, actually, by law, by Texas constitutional law, resigned from that seat.
Because bitch should have known. He's a grown man. He know.
You would fucking think so. I'm just blown away that anybody. Well, maybe I'm not blown away because
hard to be blown
away. The backtracking there is cringe inducing.
We're talking about the. I mean, state representatives and our government. I'm not blown away at all that somebody would be stupid enough not to know the law in their state, post something, and then completely fuck their career moving forward.
Jeez. As Dad would say, "Uh oh, Rastro."
So, I guess we'll go from old posts to a good old waste of time. Let's dive into pissing away time.
Okay.
Two drivers in California were willing to waste a good chunk of their day duking it out for a parking spot. And it was all caught on video and uploaded as a part of a viral Twitter thread.
Nice.
That is not the best part of this story.
Oh?
How could that not be the best part?
Because this story fulfills quite a fucking stereotype. Do you guys have a guess in LA where this battle over a parking spot took place?
Sacramento.
Sacramento's another town.
What?
Sacramento's another town.
Wait, what? LA? I don't know anything about California. I'm from the Midwest.
You got to think a little bit.
Okay, I'm
you
sorry.
Think, all right. You got to think a little bit more.
Explain the.
Think
reiterate
more.
Reiterate the question.
Think more cultural.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I was going to say like Chinatown.
Wait, use it in a sentence.
What?
What? I did use it in a sentence.
Okay, what are you asking?
He's asking what part of L.A., like the rich part, the slums, Chinatown, Koreatown,
okay,
where?
Let me break it down for you listeners. I am a simple Midwestern girl who frolicked in the corn as a young one. So here's the deal, man. I don't know anything about the sunshine and palm trees of L.A. So if you're going to ask me where did this little store? I don't fucking know. All I know is corn fields.
River's sinking way too deep into this because if you just listen to the story and you just think as barbaric as possible, and Kyle did
Compton
with his guess of with his guess of Chinatown. You're close, and you said it.
Why is Chinatown barbaric?
She missed that one, too. She completely missed that one, too.
I don't understand.
The guesses should be barbaric, because, and Kyle said Chinatown, and you also said the answer. This parking spot debacle happened in Koreatown neighborhood of L.A. on Monday.
There you go. I knew it.
If you're trying to catch up, River, Asians typically or stereotypically are not good drivers and would get into what?
Problematic alarm. Can we make that like a soundbar thing? Problematic alarm.
I don't have one. I don't have a soundboard.
Well, we got to get one just for that.
Just for that.
Slightly racist alarm. Burp, burp.
It's not. It's a stereotype that this story is confirming because these Koreans fought over a parking spot for over two fucking hours.
I admire their persistence.
There you go. There you go. Taking the high road. I appreciate it, babe.
Thank you.
But I did guess correctly that it was some kind of Asian town.
I was not following the
stereotypically
horribly
Asians
stereotypic idea.
Well,
just kidding.
You know, that's probably good.
Here I am taking the high road. Hashtag high road river. You're welcome.
River is so progressive, she didn't even understand the question.
Exactly.
It's true. That's why
I
married her.
I'm so stupidly progressive, I didn't even understand what you were trying to say.
That's why I married her, you know? She just balances me out because I don't think at all.
So, in Koreatown, the black car and the silver car, as they were named, drivers in each vehicle appeared to spend close to 2 hours.
Whoa.
From 6:20 p.m.
Oh, my gosh. Who has that time?
Seemingly until past 8 p.m., trying to parallel park along the sidewalk.
Whoa.
My God.
This is some major persistence. This is the type of persistence I need in my daily life. Like, no, my fucking parking spot, I'm going to sit here for 2 hours and piss away a stupid amount of time. When in another minute and a half, I could have found another parking spot.
But honestly, this is the best version of that moment where you're put into power, like where you're waiting for somebody to, like someone's waiting for you to take your parking spot. Or like today, I literally specifically did this today because I'm a huge asshole and I'm power hungry as fuck. So, like, when someone's about to pass you on, like, the freeway or the highway or whatever, and you just slowly click up your, like, your, what is it called?
Cruise control.
Yeah, you slowly, like, click up your cruise control. So they're, like, trying to pass you, and you're like, haha, bitch, no, click it up a little more, a little more, a little more. And then they finally just go in the lane behind you, and you're like, yeah, bitch, that's right. That's, like, a little power move. I love those moments. I'm, like, fucking nasty, dude. I'm, like, always looking for that moment where I'm like, yeah, bitch, you get behind me. Wait for that parking spot. You fucking get behind my bitch ass while I'm speeding down the freeway, bitch. You're not going to pass me. I'm going 65, but I'll go 70 to make sure you can't pass me just because I'm rude and I want to see you get behind me because you're fucking weak.
So on Twitter, several people watching this spectacle, as I will call it, recorded the entire thing, posted pictures, giving everybody on Twitter the wonderful play-by-play. Some of the posts had pictures of both cars fighting over the spot, saying this car is blocking the other car from grabbing this prime spot.
But that's that power move I'm talking about.
Another video showing a symphony of angry horns because the horn battle between these drivers trying to grab this fucking spot was apparently phenomenal.
Did they ever get out of their cars or was it 2 hours of beep?
Well, slightly after 8 p.m., after two or more hours of battling over this parking spot, silver car takes the gold.
Hell yeah.
And ends up getting the parking spot, and black car takes an L.
Damn.
Tonight I take an L, but I'm finna bounce back.
What?
I don't think those are the actual lyrics, but I'm gonna give it to you.
Thank you.
I don't understand the relation.
It's okay.
If I was in this situation, I honestly would have just gone the route of what this next guy did. Let's dive into Baggers Beware.
Baggers Beware.
Where Bradley Bauer, 55, is facing an assault charge after allegedly choking a cashier after crushing his chips.
Oh, I would fucking choke out a bitch.
I'd choke out a preteen.
Okay. So anyway,
that's normally who
we're
works.
Getting personal.
That's normally who works at, you know, the super.
Hey, don't hate on baggers. I was a bagger.
I was too.
At our local market.
I was too. And
right?
If I bagged something wrong, I'd fully expect to be choked out at the age of 14.
That explains so much about our sex life.
All right. So as no Bradley comment. Bauer and his wife were checking out, Bauer became displeased with how the cashier was bagging his groceries, according to police documents obtained by the Smoking Gun.
Which would never happen at our local grocery store that we worked at, because you remember how fucking insane they were about how specifically you bagged people's groceries.
Yeah, well, that's because they didn't have the bagger training here at this place, because it says the cashier was bagging. So it was probably like a Walmart or one of those low rent places.
Which
the
honestly, places, they do bag awful.
Let's they're get like, slightly offensive, guys.
They're like the eggs and frozen fries. Let me just slam the frozen fries on top of the eggs and everything will be fine.
You guys are talking about the place that has on their bag corral thing, the Lazy Susan for bags that they have at each restaurant.
The Lazy Susan for bags.
You guys are talking about the place that has on top of that the sign that says just one more item. Us, it basically says us stuffing as much shit as we can per bag means that we can save you money.
But let's dive back into Bauer's act of aggression over some potato chips.
Potato chips. Honestly, you crush my Doritos, I crush your fucking throat.
I crush your skull.
He told police the cashier was smashing his chips and putting them in the same bag with canned goods. How dare you?
Honestly, that's a fucking basic bitch dumb move. Like, your head is full of rocks if you're putting canned goods and chips in the same bag. Bitch, no.
Rocks.
Bitch, no.
After Bauer paid for the groceries, he asked the cashier, "Do you have a problem with me? Because I have a problem with you." The store employee thought Bauer was making a joke.
Oh, no,
he wasn't. Because Bauer reached over the table.
Oh, boy.
And decided to choke the cashier and was shouting, "You idiot."
Oh, my God.
He had a bad day before this. He definitely had something. His wife, something bad happened.
If you would like to take a look at Bauer, here he is. And this looks like a man that would get mad over.
He looks like a biker. Yeah.
A smashed bag of Lay's.
Yeah.
Oh, I want some chips now.
Right.
I'm hungry.
We got chips.
A crushed larynx really makes a girl hungry.
And French onion dip.
Mommy's hungry.
Yeah, so, like, crush my chips, I crush your fucking throat. Like, how about that?
Yeah.
Crunch, crunch, motherfucker.
So, if you were facing Bradley Bauer. And River, you and I have had the bagging experience.
Yes.
Kyle, the only bagging experience you've ever had is teabagging.
Truth.
But
every morning.
What would you guys do if he was just like, "You crushed my fucking chips. Like, give me your fucking neck, bitch.
Give me your neck."
And I would honestly look at him and be like, "I would grab your neck if you'd lay off the potato chips, you fucking blob."
That's what people say to me.
Yeah, lay off the potato chips, you fucking blob.
Blob. I am the way I am.
That was a really good fat voice. So, you know what? If you guys don't have anything to say about the potato chips, let's go from smashing potato chips, but don't you dare smash my jelly beans.
Oh, fuck no.
I hate jelly beans.
Wow!
Well, you may not anymore. Let's dive into Jelly Bean Delight. Jelly Bean Candy Creator is starting a new line of jelly beans.
I thought you were going to say Jelly Bean Candy Cream, and I was like, what? Oh, that sounds so nasty.
Is that one of their new
Jelly Bean
nasty
Candy
taste?
Cream?
Cum. Cream. The cream cum.
Semen cum.
Jelly bean.
Semen cum. Cream cum.
Ew.
No. They are diving into a new jelly bean that does start with a C, but it does not cum. It is marijuana extract cannabis.
CBD?
Or edibles,
otherwise
or CBD?
Known as CBD,
oh,
to delight the consumers of marijuana edibles.
Hell yeah!
But they're not really marijuana edibles if they're CBD, because CBD has nowhere near the same effect as like an edible.
Well, but
I do actually.
This is a gateway to
a gateway drug.
Big, huge corporations like Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean's fucking massive.
Jolly Rancher
getting into the marijuana edible CBD game.
Every time he says marijuana, I think he's going to say marijuana cigarette.
I really, 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 really would love it if the Sour Worm Company, like the OG, I forget what the name of the company is, but like the OG.
Trolley?
Yeah, the Trolley Sour Worms. Please get into the industry because your girl will be like slurping them up like.
Where you at, Trolley?
Come on, Trolley.
At Maintain Jane calling you at calling you out at call, Trolley.
Calling you at Trolley.
I be slurping them up like spaghetti.
So
I spook them and then I yell spaghetti.
So Jelly Bean is adding CBD oil to 38 flavors, including toasted marshmallow. Honestly, one of my favorites. Pina colada,
jelly beans of any kind,
strawberry cheesecake, num num num, and mango.
Num num num.
When they brought this to the table, Jelly Bean quickly sold out across all their stores in the United States.
I fucking believe it.
Do they have it marked that it's CBD infused though?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's just like
that could be a serious legal issue.
Yeah, you maybe you'll get high as a kite. Eating our jelly beans.
You don't
now.
Get high off CBD.
I gave
don't
my,
be
I
dude.
Gave my
don't
kids be jelly
sick.
Beans and they acted better than when they're on their Adderall or Ritalin.
I actually do know somebody that has chosen to use CBD rather than Adderall, which is controversial, but you do you.
You do you. Anywho.
You sounded like Kevin. Anywho.
Okay.
From The Office?
Oh, I thought you meant my brother.
No,
like,
you sound
wait.
Like Kevin from The Office.
So David Klein, the founder of the famous Jelly Bean, when this came about, said he recently became aware of the health benefits and attributes to
and
CBD.
Money involving CBD, yeah.
And I said to myself, is anybody doing a Jelly Bean with CBD? Word. I could not. He couldn't find any.
Damn.
So
I'm surprised.
He dived right in and
looking for that cash mo.
Cash money.
We can now buy CBD jelly beans. And looking at Klein's kind of idea of CBD and researching it and being
his
involved.
His bottom line is... No,
but this is big to me because this is a huge corporation that's looking into the benefits of getting into the marijuana CBD industry.
I'll give you that,
because
also...
right now, it's really just local big money that's getting into it with the states that
his big
have legalized
money,
it.
He's going to put his big money into it, and that's the whole deal. And I'm not a ton of euphemism. Big money. I know I said it like it was, but... It's not. But he's putting his big money in it because he knows he's going to get bigger money out of it in the long run because CBD is going to blow up. Because, like, the marijuana market years and years ago, like, getting into legal marijuana was, like, a big deal. Like, people were getting on the ground level of it. Like, it's still, you still kind of can get on the ground level of it in states that are, like, getting to legalize recreational. But now I feel like CBD is like a whole new market outside of recreational marijuana that people don't view it as a drug necessarily. So it's kind of like people are big corporations, different people are getting into the market because it's marijuana, but it's marijuana adjacent. So I think
yeah,
it's
but you
kind
don't
of a
see,
whole
but,
new.
But again, you don't see big corporate to me. I mean, and I don't pay attention to that market very much, but to me, this was the first big corporation that has ever even touched, even
close
to. It's
the first I've ever heard of.
Like the new
marijuana
push.
That's been willing to
push.
Take the leap of like actually containing, you know, any type of marijuana product, whether it's meant to make you high or not, which
well,
CBD
and,
isn't, but.
And this story, me going through it with you guys, just made me look up what possibly gave him the balls to do this. Jelly Bean's not publicly traded either. So he doesn't have shareholders. He doesn't have stock. He doesn't have stock.
Like,
he doesn't have any of that.
Try
so he can go out and do whatever he wants when you have a lot of other big corporations, say like Mars, that wouldn't be able to get into it because they are publicly traded. and because they have stockholders to keep happy,
right?
And if a big corporation like that were to get into it and have CBD M&Ms or get into selling marijuana M&Ms or whatever, their stocks overall would fucking plummet.
Too many old farts would think that it's
basically heroin putting in the kids' candies. They'd pull their fucking stocks out and they'd be fucked.
Right.
So we can demean our elders, but God forbid we say Koreans can't drive.
Look, okay.
Fuck them.
Baby boomers are ruining our life right
okay,
now.
Okay, well,
all right, anyway,
we're gonna move on.
I'm going to be the host here, so we're going to get back on this rails the ship rides on in its takeoff approach. So let's move right on.
So from big corporation CBD to a night of drinking and a damn good morning.
Damn good.
We are going to dive into hangover free.
Yeah.
But I'd like first, to be hangover free.
But first, I would like you to put your mouth up to the mic.
Yep.
Okay. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
David Nutt.
Bah!
David Nutt? Is that his real name?
I thought you guys might have more of like a childish reaction to that. But
I laughed. I said, bah!
I shit my pants a little bit.
David Nutt is a British scientist. No. And he says he has created a hangover-free alcohol.
Alcohol.
Nutty.
Nut clan. I can't even say
nut clan.
Because the rest of the article it says nut, and I made my notes saying nut. So Nut claims his synthetic. Yes, you heard that.
Oh no.
Synthetic alcohol.
Oh, that's like synthetic marijuana.
Is made
scary
up
shit.
Of 90 compounds that can make a person intoxicated without any side effects the next day.
Oh no!
But even though it's not affecting you the next day. But 40 years from now, good luck keeping your liver.
But it also might be like one of those weird things where like people go to like Kyle and I recently watched a video where this guy was making these women like orgasm just by having like a meditative experience. And it's almost like crazy people like that. I'm not saying they're crazy. Okay. I'll backpedal. They're not crazy, but they, it's almost like a placebo. Like this technically, biologically isn't technically actually going to make you drunk. But you might be able to convince yourself that you're drunk. It's like when your high school friends give you like Kool-Aid and be like, I spiked this dude. And you start acting like a fucking ass. And then they tell you later that there's no alcohol in it. It's kind of like that. That's kind of how I imagine it.
That's when you find out friends aren't friends. Like, fuck you guys. So originally Nutt had said. Originally, Nutt had said
he hoped his creation.
Oh, boy.
Maybe that's what's getting you intoxicated. Is the intoxicating
the
nut
in
nut.
The synthetic beer.
But Nutt had did.
Nutt had said he got this concoction right.
But he said his creation, referred to as Alcosynth.
Alcosynth?
Alcosynth. Could replace regular alcohol by 2025. Sorry, 2050. By 2050.
So I'll be an old ass fart.
But wait! Nutt has bumped that up from 2050, everybody. He has bumped the timeline up and says the new drink could be on store shelves in just 5 years.
Whoa!
So what is it and how else will it kill me besides the way alcohol already kills me?
Well, they have Nutt and his team have...
I see what you mean now. I'm tickled.
Nutt and his team say they have already tasted several batches, mixing it with fruit juice to mask the intense taste. This honestly takes me back to the bootleg Indian fucking alcohol thing. Like, I feel like this is just going to go horribly wrong. Like, when people are all like, fucking synthetic fucking marijuana and you can get high and shit. And it just started freaking people out. And they're like, we got to get this off the fucking shelf right fucking now.
Well, it started killing people.
Well, so, I mean, it's like synthetic marijuana. So I'm thinking on like hearing synthetic alcohol is scary to me because I've had so many friends when I was way younger. Not now, but when I was way
younger.
River
has no friends now.
Yeah, exactly. So when I was way younger in high school, a lot of people would be trying, which at the time was really new. Now it's old news, but like K2, like synthetic marijuana, and hearing synthetic anything is scary to me because I've had people, friends go to the emergency room over synthetic. I've heard people dying from synthetic marijuana. So hearing synthetic alcohol doesn't sound safer to me. It sounds more dangerous.
Yeah, but you don't get a hangover. It sounds way safer to
me.
I turned 25 and my body's like, hey, you're gonna start having hangovers now. And I'm like, fuck.
Hey, fuck you, dude. I turned 30 in 2 months, okay? My body's like, you're gonna have a hangover for 4 fucking days, okay? Fuck you, asshole.
Oh, it just sounds terrible.
I don't know.
Sean just turned 30. I need to ask him if he's felt any, because it really is crazy. You turn 25 and you're like, fuck, I'm getting hangovers now. And you're saying, like, you're worried about 30. I need to ask Sean.
I'm not worried about it. It's fucking here. It's fucking here. I'm fucking living with it.
He's 30, and I'm like, you're not 30 yet.
2 months!
You're pretty old, dude.
Yeah, I fucking am, man.
He's not.
Stop. Old-ass man.
Stop reinforcing his ridiculous thoughts.
I got fucking...
He's not old. Luckily,
just because you're young, River, doesn't mean that we're not getting older, okay?
Right, okay.
We're going to die before you accept it.
Accept it.
He's 30. He's not 80.
It's close, though.
Back
it kind of sounds
Mom.
Similar.
Mom, I know you're listening.
30, 80
back me
sounds
up.
Similar, you know?
Mom, mommy, mom, mummy,
mama, mama,
mummy. Listen.
What, Stewie? Somebody had to say it.
He's full of shit, okay?
So anyways, if you go to the WDKS, what is it called? The Patreon.
Yeah.
And you support WDKS, I promise you, at official Podman Read on Instagram and Untapped, I will buy some of this if Nut is correct and it is on shelves in 5 years. So if you keep us rolling you keep listening and you keep subscribing,
yeah,
and you hit that Patreon, you meet us on the Discord, and you hit us up on Twitter, and you hit us up on Instagram at official, or no, sorry, and well, at official Podman Read, me, I'll plug me again, but at WDKS Pod,
yeah,
I promise you, if nobody else will do it, I will. Because I'm curious.
I'll buy some just to
but
try
I really love
it. So it's liquor. Is it like vodka? It's like
no,
vodka it's, reminiscent or what is it? What's
the
flavor
article
reminiscent?
Really, I guess I was kind of assuming beer, but the article doesn't really cover whether it's beer. I'm guessing.
Well, it's not beer because they mix it with fruit juice.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm guessing they can go either direction. It sounds like they went the liquor way because they mixed it with fruit. But I really love that. That quote from Nut. They had to mask the intense taste with fruit juice.
See, that's what scares me. And also, it's kind of reminiscent sounding of the alcohol vaporizers that I've been hearing of, where you basically hit it like a vape, and it's like... It's
oh, that's been around forever, though.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of reminds me of that, though, where like you hit it, and it's alcohol vapors, and the drunk feeling only lasts like a small amount of time, kind of the same as like a cigarette high would last you.
Yeah, but I had some buddies that did that kind of stuff in college, and I will tell you,
it literally
you go from sober to blackout fucking drunk to sober again like that. It looks like a
scary, nasty
fucking ride.
It sounds just like ketamine to me.
I don't know anything about ketamine, and why do you know things about ketamine?
I've never done ketamine, but I've been around people that do ketamine.
All right, well, now I know more about your past.
You knew that already.
I've heard about whippets, but not...
That's fucking...
Oh, is that
okay,
ketamine
maybe
adjacent?
I meant whippets. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I meant fucking
I didn't
whippets.
Know you... Okay.
Kyle, right. It's almost like... Oh, wait, we all don't know shit.
No, so, it sounds kind of like whippets, because whippets are like
somebody on whippets, but from what I've heard you say about seeing people on whippets, I never want to do whippets, and I never want to see someone do whippets because it sounds terrifying.
It's terrifying to watch.
Which, for those who don't know, what are whippets, Kyle? Like, what
basically
is...
nitrous.
Okay. So you can do whippets by doing what?
Bleep I don't it. Know.
Okay, bleep it. Bleep it out. No, because people don't do whippets.
All right, so we're not going to cover what whippets are.
No.
Because we don't want to push that. Don't do it. And
it's scary.
Maybe don't do synthetic alcohol, but we're here in 5 years and it's actually on the fucking...
We'll try it.
I'm going to try it.
We'll try it.
We're going to try the PBR whiskey.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I heard it's going to be out in June.
Oh, we're going to do it.
Stay tuned in June.
Stay tuned. You fucking subscribe.
Anytime I hear synthetic anything, I'm like... Ooh, that's a slippery slope.
Synthetic cheese? Oh, let's throw it on Kyle's mic. Synthetic foods? Oh, let's eat them at McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of synthetics as I take a hit of my Juul.
The human Juul, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. So, with that, guys, if we have no other comments on any of my news stories, that is, and I don't know how you predicted it, you said in the beginning, and you were doing improv. For anybody that's listening, Kyle improv'd the intro today. You said 5 news stories, and I had 5. So,
no, but that's like our thing. Like,
that's like
we always do 5 news stories.
No, I think episode, whatever, the last episode I did, I had 4.
No.
I'm pretty sure I had 4.
I'm pretty sure you had 5.
I
do, 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 do,
Kyle. That's I can't remember my first news story. So
that's like our thing, dude.
All right, well, episode...
I've kissed the microphone.
Episode 14, I'm doing 4 news stories to fuck with everybody.
No, but that's like our thing. We every week, we sit
no,
down...
I'm doing 4.
We bring you 5 of the web's most fucked up news stories.
No.
That's what I say every week at the beginning.
Okay, fine. Let's get this chariot back on the fucking spaceship, guys.
I don't want to get the chariot on the spaceship. Okay, guys,
on the water, start the motor.
I don't want to get the schooner on the USS Galactica, all right? Let's just get it back on the train and take a ship all the way across the ocean, all right?
Well, like, my news stories are done. I got to take a pee. We have pizza coming. Can we take a break and then back for the bird noises, or should not have been bird noises?
Well, bird noises should have been bird noises. Yeah, man. After this, we got to take a quick break. We're going to go smoke some cigarettes. We're going to go have some pizza. We're going to go drink some more beers. While we do this quick break, we're going to, you know, just trust you to whatever fucking happens. Okay, see you. Bye.
From the brilliant creative minds that brought you Keep Drinking, It'll Get Better, and The Real Housewives of Hillcrest Nursing Home comes the podcast that people are raving about. Hi, this is Edward October for OctoberPodVHS.com, here to tell you what people are saying about our true crime podcast. A thread store in Arizona says, too much dribble and slang. These ladies obviously enjoy their own humor and sound high. Hey, at least they called you ladies. Benny from Idaho says, your topics are so appealing, but a 3-person pod is difficult enough to follow without banter? Our true crime podcast only has 2 people? Wait. Where's the other 100 5-star reviews? Can somebody give me the 5-star reviews? Okay, here we go. Much better. Luscious Lee says, stand up. 5 stars. You girls are funny AF. I especially love the Me and Mrs. Jones rendition you sneak into the recording. Cherry G 107 says, I struggle finding a new podcast, and so far, I've been hooked to you guys' podcast. Keep up the good work. Thumbs up, smiley face. Our true crime podcast, 2 girls, 1 story, and lots of bad renditions of songs you love. Available on your favorite podcatcher. Go binge it today.
All right, we're back from that amazing break. Are you guys ready for the second half?
Ready as I could ever be, honey.
Am I ready for what?
You to tell us what that beer is.
Oh, well, my beer... To no surprise of anybody that's listening or has listened to any past episodes, at Official Podman Raid is drinking Natty Light.
Hell yeah.
Because I had a busy day in the yard getting the new fire pit all set up so we can have some beers around a fire.
So he basically needs water.
She said it, man. Don't look at me.
Well, River.
I'm so funny.
When we get to you, you can tell us how refreshing your beer is. But sure. Right now, I have the spotlight on me. So I'm drinking Natty Light. Everybody knows it is a 4.2 at Bat-Vet. It does not have an IBU. But I love it. It's got the green tab. And it's Natty Light. At Official Padman Reed loves Natty Light. River.
Hey, honey, bunches of oats. I've got.
Why does she go Wisconsin when she starts getting buzzed? Like, I don't understand. Know.
Because it's like a nice warming voice. It makes everyone go, oh, it's like my grandmother from the Midwest. Anyways, speaking of grandmother that probably may or may not make jam, I am drinking Jam Band by Boulevard Brewing Company. It may be a rough segue, but it's a segue anyway.
That segue is as stretch as your vagina.
Oh! Ew, why would...
No, you don't get a high five on that. How would you know that?
I just was trying to make a joke. I was trying to make a joke, guys.
He made a Kyle joke. That's what he made.
Can we not make jokes around the new round table we have?
Mommy's talking. Okay. Mommy's talking.
You know what? Okay, it's fucking...
Mommy is talking.
All right, I made it weird.
And let mommy talk.
Sister,
I made it weirder.
Sister mom's talking. Let's...
Mommy's talking. Okay, so mommy says... this is Jam Band by Boulevard Brewing Company. This is a fruit beer. It is shocker, shocker. I'm drinking a fruit beer. What? I've never heard of me drinking a fruity beer, huh? Anyways, this is a 5.9 ABV, a little tiny six IBU. And this is, gotta say, my second favorite beer in the universe.
Behind what?
Behind, what is it called? I don't know. Tapestry Brewing Company?
Northern Trippin'.
Oh, wow. Northern Trippin' by...
Upland.
Tapestry Brewing Company.
I knew there was a Tapestry in there somewhere.
Just say your favorite beer.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, this is my second favorite beer behind that one that Kyle described for you. No. Thank you.
All right, cool.
Thank you, Kyle.
we are off to a great start in the second half, everybody.
Anyway, this beer is fruity, sweet, juicy, and jam-like, and it is clean as your mama's toilet on a Sunday afternoon. Anyways, this beer is poured out, and guess what color it is? It's red.
This beer is poured out and
it's kind of pink. I don't know.
Guess what color it is?
My favorite color.
It's red.
Anyways, it's really good. I like it. It's one of my wham bam favorites. The label is what drew me to it. It looks juicy, jammy, yum, 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 yummy, fruity. Like it. Would recommend. Anyway,
no,
Kyle.
Wait. No, no. I don't know about you, Kyle, but mm-hmm. that left me honestly begging for more.
You know, I feel like the thing that I really, really need to hear
is how refreshing,
refreshing
it is.
Refreshing,
right?
Exactly. That's the stole the words.
Oh,
right,
I'm so glad we were on the same page. High five
so
on that.
Well, high five on that. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how refreshing is that beer?
Oh, she's so unamused.
I'm not getting laid for a year. Dude.
Not only are you her husband, but I'm her brother, and we're heckling her right now. So, River, how refreshing is it?
Kyle, what are you drinking? Oh, I've got Elvis Juice by BrewDog Brewing. It is a 6.5 ABV and a 40 IBU. It is a grapefruity IPA. I like it a lot. I didn't think I would like it because it's an IPA, but I like it. I dig it. But then again, I also dig the Hazy Jane that you're so fond of, Reed.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm a huge fan of BrewDogs. I think what they do on the Hazy Jane side is hands down big knock out of the park when it comes to a hazy IPA. That, I mean, we'll hear what you have to say, but that, I will give it to BrewDogs. They went strong with it. That is, when it comes to a grapefruit IPA brew, that's a strong hand when it comes to BrewDogs.
I really, really like it. I think it's, I mean, I like anything that's a juice or juicy or
so
fruity
is that like,
or luscious
or fresh
or refreshing
Or num num nummy town nummies. I like all that.
But, so, okay, I'm glad we clarified that it's juice with an, you know, a C and an E instead of a juice with a W and an S. So,
well, we're not trying to save money by the beers we're drinking, so it has nothing to do with them.
Here's the thing.
Don't get into it.
We're not gonna get into it. But Kyle, we have given our idea of it. So, what's your breakdown of the BrewDog's Elvis juice?
It's good. I mean, it's a light IPA to me. To me, it's got the grapefruity taste. I can taste that. But it's just a really, in my opinion, a lighter version of the Hazy Jane. Personally, that's what I get out of it. I get like a lighter, refreshing, wink, wink, you know, Hazy Jane out of it. That's what I get.
Now, on the num num scale, where would you put it?
Well, if I had to go, so what's a num num scale? Like one is bad num num, and ten is like num 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 num.
No, so like one makes you go like num num.
Okay.
And then like mid grade, like 3.5 makes you go num num. And then like number 5 num num makes you go num num. So like on the num num scale, where are you at?
I feel like, I mean, hang on now. On her scale, on her scale, I feel like number one nom nom was way more intensive on the love scale than her number 5 nom nom.
Well, this isn't the love nom nom. This is just the nom nom.
So just to be clear, because I'm confused, I'm sure there's at least one listener that is confused. One,
I don't know why they'd be confused.
One, not so good nom nom. 5, awesome nom nom.
Yeah, one is nom nom.
See, but to me, that sounds sensual. Like it, like the nom nom. It's not the,
but that's the
mopey
thing.
Mopey nom nom.
It's the mopey nom nom. Like the non. It's not a sensual scale. It's right. Just a, yeah.
Well, I'm gonna
it's
hit like, my jewel while Kyle talks about like the nom nom scale.
And
well,
then, like, I think 5 nom nom. Like, nom nom.
I think
you
it's
smile.
More. I think it's more like a. Nom nom, like it's a nom nom, but it's not,
nom,
yeah,
nom?
It's
okay.
Not like a, it's not a tax man. The only reason I have this is because I've tried every tax man that the local liquor store provides. I can't get a different tax man anymore. So
well, they do have seasonal.
Go.
So we'll see if they come out with a spring.
You know, Reed, you got a game. What you got, buddy? What you got going on?
Well, hang on. I want to touch on your beer a little bit more because I am.
Oh, you can touch all over that beer.
I am
not with me in the room.
I am very versed in the BrewDogs. I do enjoy their Hazy Jane. What I am shocked about is the fact that you think that this is a lighter Hazy Jane, which maybe it's the fact that I'm picking up on the fact that it's very heavy grapefruit. It's very fruity.
I just think it's a juicier. I mean, I wouldn't compare it to anything other than. It's just juicy.
Here,
juicy.
Let me try it again. I'm going to try to eliminate the grapefruit flavor and see if I can't pick up on the lighter Hazy Jane that you're picking up on, because I don't see that. But again, I think it's because I'm picking up on the grapefruit.
Focus on the aftertones. The aftertones are the really great part. That's where I get the Hazy Jane a lot, is the aftertone. We're putting River to sleep here, so we're going to move on in a minute.
I guess I can see that a little bit, but I mean... I fucking love BrewDogs. That is fucking phenomenal because it does hit you with that strong grapefruit. And since you told me to really take in the aftertones, it is a slightly lighter Hazy Jane and extremely friggin' smooth. That is a day drinker in the summertime all day long. So I think you did a good pick. Outside of your love for Taxman, that's a good pick. Love you, BrewDogs. Woo woo! I think it's what we did last time I had a BrewDog on the show.
Woo woo! Woo 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 woo!
Oh my gosh!
Woo woo! Well, there it goes, everybody.
Too aggressive.
All right, let's reel it in. Let's not let the dogs out.
Oh,
Kyle.
Oh.
We are going to dive into a little, it's not so much a game, it's more of like a, let's fucking roast these sons of bitches.
Oh, River is best roast mode when she is drunk, so she is going to be fucking phenomenal at this segment.
So, last week we gave some shout outs.
Don't set me up for failure, please. Don't hype me up.
But last week we gave some shout outs.
Yeah,
we did. Some love here on WDKS. Now, we are going to shit on some people, and we are going to play to bird noise or not to bird noise. Do you guys have any idea what that would be alluding to?
I have no idea.
Okay, well,
I'm not very good at making connections.
Are you guys really can't pick up on the fact, like, are we going to bird noise it or are we gonna, not going to bird? Like, what noise? Okay, I'll just start with this. What noise do birds make?
Caw, 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 chirp, 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 chirp.
Getting closer.
Tweet, tweet.
Kyle is on it. He had Koreatown.
Tweet, tweet.
And now he's got tweet, tweet.
I was going too literal.
We're
going
to jump into, in the light of Mr. McLeod resigning, unfortunately, on Facebook.
Yeah.
We're going to dive into 20 hilarious tweets from the month of February. This is a list from BuzzFeed.
Oh,
I have not pre-read these, so we're just going to kind of dive into a few of them.
Oh yeah, boy.
Maybe, that's what makes it fun.
Maybe riff on some of the morons, but this is for Texas. This is for Mr. McLeod. So, looking at one of these tweets, we have a picture of a screaming, very scary hamster, and then a hamster giving a plus sign. And it says, when you're on a roller coaster and you know the camera is coming.
I don't even see the picture and I know exactly what you're, yeah, exactly what you're talking about.
You either have the people that are terrified of the fact their friends forced them onto the roller coaster, and the friend that forced you on the roller coaster giving the camera a little peace sign.
I'm always the guy giving the peace sign because I love
roller
coasters so much.
I like to pretend that I'm sleeping because I'm so underwhelmed that I'm so cool.
She does that too.
I like to pretend that I'm sleeping.
She
which is
knows.
Very improbable, but I like that's why I like it because it's a funny joke.
She knows where all the photo things are at our favorite roller coasters at Cedar Point, and because you know we're Midwest, that's where we fucking go.
Cedar Point.
You guys know what I'm most impressed about? The fact that River drunkenly was able to say improbable.
Don't make fun of me, guys.
So, at Jimmy Fallon went through a Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and started talking about garbage cans instead of the speaker. I'm dumb.
Wait, he was talking at the trash cans instead of the actual speaker?
Yes.
Yeah, I like a number 4.
And a raccoon just pops out.
How stoned do you have to be to do that? Because I don't think that's a drunk move. That's not a drunk move. When I'm drunk and I'm going through Taco Bell drive-thru, I know where the fucking speaker's at.
Yeah, you know where the speaker is.
You gotta
be your lifeblood.
You gotta be stoned.
I have to have like a really like exhausting day where I'm just like half paying attention to everything. Or I'm like, you know, had a couple of bong rips, you know, like real hungry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No one can understand what you're saying right now.
I wasn't saying words.
Oh, cool.
So that's logical.
Okay. You guys want to dive into the next one? Because this is a pretty good one. Not only do they say, hates when people say, That's annoying me. Hates. It's like when people say, I says. So I says to him. Drives
so
me
wait,
nuts.
What is it?
Hates when people say, I got carpet tunnel.
Do people say that? Carpet tunnel instead of carpal
no,
tunnel?
No, that's what this person thought. They were typing
God.
Into fucking Twitter.
Yikes,
carpal
dude.
Tunnel. And it's carpet tunnel.
That's a big yikes.
I see so many like stupid ass people like type out things that they think they understand what they're actually saying, but then they realize that they have no idea what they're even talking about.
The big one is cologne. So many people, and Reed and I
Cologne.
Know this, because yeah, they do cologne or they do like colon.
That's how you remember how to spell cologne is cologne.
Right. But like you remember, like we've seen people so many times like misspell cologne on Twitter or Instagram or pregnant
pregananant
pregart,
which is by the way how Reed told us he was pregananant with Rhett there. So
yeah, and
yeah, Reed is actually
and today
pregnant.
I made a dad
scientific.
Joke. Taylor is pregret.
Oh.
You guys like that one?
She's pregnant with regret. What?
Oh, no, no. She's pregnant. Oh, pregnant with regret. I thought you said pregnant with regret.
I did.
Oh.
She did.
So moving she on. She did.
Taylor, you know what I'm saying, girl. You big right now. You're like, fuck.
So I'll ask you a question before I read this next one.
Regret.
Who was born in West Philadelphia?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where it's been most money. Chilled out back, they were like snow cool, I'll shoot some people outside of school with a couple of guys who up to no good. Started to make trouble in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so,
I'm gonna stop right here because I don't want to get copyright, song. And now we're gonna continue the podcast right here.
I want hang on. I want to apologize to anybody because these air on Mondays and that song's gonna be stuck in your head till fucking Friday.
Hell yeah, it will be.
But who was born in West Philadelphia?
I don't know. Will Smith?
The Fresh Prince.
This is a real question.
Okay, this is good because you said Will Smith. You said the Fresh Prince.
Who is Will Smith?
This tweet says Will Smith kind of looks like the guy from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What?
And posted a photo of them next to each other.
Because they literally are the same fucking person.
Oh my gosh. People are fucking unreal on the internet. It fucking blows my mind.
They're all probably people my age, which makes me upset.
So we cover The Fresh Prince. We all know his family had some money. Well, the lady in this next tweet doesn't have any money because she posted a photo of her debit card.
What?
With the numbers and the expiration date. Literally the whole front of her card. I could tell you everything about this card besides her name on it because they blacked it out for the tweet. Her tweet said, "Finally got my debit card. Love the blue. Thanks, Chase."
Oh, I've seen this fucking tweet. Oh, my gosh. And then
she tweeted again on top of this tweet and said, "The back code of my card is 388. Why is everyone asking? Shake my head.
Oh, my gosh. I really hope that's not true.
Oh, my gosh.
Fucking dumb.
I've seen several posts that I'm not sure if they're faked or not. Where they're like screenshots of people being like, "Love this new like debit or credit card," and it's like a Disney design or something, and they give away their. But some people have got to be that dumb. I've got to believe because I've seen people do dumber things than that. Ugh.
Like kill their imaginary friend and turn themselves in. Shout out to last week.
Yeah, go listen to last week and listen to Kyle botch a fucking beer chug. So I have seen this one, and it honestly is probably one of my favorites I've seen in 2019. They blocked out everything. Apparently they didn't get a permission to show who posted this. But it says, "A chicken seizure salad sounds so good right now."
I'd love to have a chicken seize up on my salad.
What the fuck, dude?
There is nothing better than taking a farm-raised, free-range chicken and killing it halfway through a seizure to make my salad. I fucking love that.
What the fuck, honestly?
PETA, this is just satire, I promise, okay? We're not killing any seizuring chickens here.
Seizuring.
Unless they're for my salad. Fuck you, PETA.
So, diving into the next one, and honestly, they just get dumber. This tweet says, "What's the name of the boat in the Titanic?" Oh, fuck.
What the actual fuck?
Oh, my gosh. Or how about this one? Just in case you didn't know the last name of 44, what's Obama's last name? Not even kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe it.
Oh, my Obama. Fucking
It's Hussein. It's Hussein.
What?
And we will dive into one more.
I hope you're kidding.
And this is honestly one I would like to dive into right now. Shout out to Cinnabon, because this tweet says, "Just made some cinnamon rolls," like as in synonym.
Oh, synonym rules, baby.
I had friends, especially in elementary school, that I remember would say synonym rolls, and I'd be like, cinnamon? And they'd be like, synonym?
So what would you call a synonym roll?
A circle, a tightly wound circle.
A circle versus a sphere.
A sphere roll. A sphere roll is what you call
it. You guys know what I would call it?
What would you call
Since
it?
Since I knocked Bufa, the definition of Bufa, sexually out of the park last week, I would call a synonym roll a Pillsbury biscuit spun into a circle with frosting on it.
Accurate. It's a synonym.
That's a synonym roll.
Do you know what a synonym is, babe? Because you look confused.
So that was a great episode. We're just going to, yeah. You ready? You ready? Everybody's ready? I know every word that
Kyle
ever
forgot
existed.
What synonym meant.
He doesn't know what a synonym
I know every word that existed. Thank you very much. I am the smartest person above you. Yep.
Above both of you.
So.
Okay.
Hashtag homeschooled.
All right, Kyle,
continue.
So
hey, Kyle, can
this
you help
has been
me
a
my
great episode
English?
12.
What's a synonym?
You know, I love that all of you guys listened to the entire episode. This one was pretty fucking fun, I think. Personally, I had a great time with this one until the very end. Like, this seemed like the last
minute
was just really harsh.
Kyle, what's a synonym?
So if you want to support the show, then you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at WDKSpod. You can also check out patreon.com/WDKS. We got some crazy cool tiers on there. And if you want to know more about the hosts, we're going to go real quick through the hosts, starting with River. And River is going to tell us where you can find her on the internet.
If you want to know what a synonym is, you can hit me up on Twitter at MaintainJane or Untapped at the same username. So if you're looking for English advice, as far as synonyms, don't ask anyone else but me or Reed, because Kyle is on the outs and he's avoiding the questions. So, not you, because you don't know what a synonym is.
All right, well, if you want to know how to ramble or you want to know what a synonym is, hit up River on her Instagram and Twitter.
Yada, yada, yada.
You can hit me up on Instagram and Untapped at Official Podman Reed. And that's about it. Kyle, what are yours?
You can hit me on the Twitter at Dark Matter Cook. You can also find us as a podcast on the Podcast Junkie Discord. There's going to be a link to that in the show notes. River and I are active there. We have a presence. Reed does not really do the Discord thing. We can't all be fun. But, you know, again,
I'm a fun guy. I'm a cool guy. At Official Podman Reed's a cool guy. But then I get a little sugar in me, and I just stop posting all kinds of shit.
And with that, we're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in a fight. See you next week, motherfuckers. What did I do? I've been the good one.
I've been the good one.